So there's a lot more of them. I'll bring you a report on that in around about 10 minutes' time.
First, though, did you ever enjoy a traditional seaside holiday? Blackpool, Clacton, Southend? Well, if Margate was on the list, a group of campaigners want to hear from you. They're trying to build up a big online archive of people's memories of the old Dreamland fun park. They're also arranging a screening of a famous British movie to raise awareness of their plans to reopen the attraction. Ed Cook has more.
It was once seen as the Blackpool of the South. Every summer, thousands of families would flock to Margate, its famous Dreamland fun park with its Grade 2 listed roller coaster, including Del Boy.
We're all going on a Beano to Margate next summer.
Well, it's tradition, you know. It's the Jolly Boys outing.
Mm. The what?
It's the Jolly Boys outing. We've been going on them for years.
I'm going where the sun keeps shining.
Jan Leandro is part of the team trying to get Dreamland reopened. They've got several vintage rides in storage and several million pounds in the bank.
We're walking towards the scenic railway now, and it's empty and it's quiet, but there's a real sense of presence here. You know, you can remember the sounds and the people that used to come to this site.
This is a small collection that we've got here.
Alongside the campaign, the Dreamland Trust wants our memories.
It's just a very, very random collection of photographs from different eras of Dreamland.
Graham Ward is building up a big online archive showing posters, footage and anything else he can get on both Dreamland and its old cinema, which campaigners also want to reopen. The whole complex could originally hold thousands. People could go on the rides, watch a film and then have a meal. The cinema influenced the look of Odeons across the country.
It's been closed for nearly 4 years and it makes you realise how quickly a building decays.
If we walked in today, what would we see inside?
If you walked in today, the first thing you'd see would be a very long foyer. There's a double set of stairs that go up to this incredible rotunda with the lights above. There's a daylight rotunda here, and then it goes up into this incredible balcony foyer, which is huge. And it was designed as a sort of a public space, as a social space, settees and bars. I mean, it is absolutely the epitome of the streamlined style. It's fantastic.
Well, many people do have fond memories. I chat over a coffee in one of Margate's seaside cafes to Neil Sparks. He remembers trips to Dreamland as a kid.
It's a cappuccino.
Lovely. Thank you very much.
It was always in my imagination, and the physical structure of the Dreamland cinema is a very visionary piece of architecture. So as a child growing up in Deal, I would come every month or so to Dreamland and remember it from the 70s and, the activities supporting the seaside culture in the town, you know.
People try to put us to death.
In April, the team will present a special screening of the film Quadrophenia at the Carlton Cinema in Westgate to raise awareness of their project. The idea is to focus minds on mod culture in the 1960s, a time when Dreamland was so important to Britain's youth. Jan Leandro, one of the campaigners again.
The youth culture was a very important element to Dreamland, and particularly in us securing the funding bid as well, that we are not just looking at Dreamland as an amusement park, but we're also looking at the people who use that park, the culture surrounding it.
This is Ed Cook in Margate for BBC Radio Kent.
Well, I think I might get along there, showing Quadrophenia at Westgate in April. I haven't seen that film in years.
Well, I saw it a few weeks ago.
Did
you? It was on TV, I can't remember, on a film channel fairly recently.
And what a movie.
It is.
What a soundtrack.
And the soundtrack is absolutely awesome.
Blinding.
It's quite strange seeing, is it Kevin Daniels?
I was going to say Phil Daniels.
Phil Daniels. I'm thinking Kevin because he played Kevin in EastEnders, but it's quite funny seeing him there, having seen him in things since as an adult.
Greta Dittman, because brilliant performance in that film. If you have any Dreamland memorabilia, including posters or footage, you can email jan@dreamlandmargate.com, jan@dreamlandmargate.com. And after 10 this morning, Andy Garland will be hearing from the man leading that archive project.
And Kerry has been in touch on the email. Thanks for getting in touch, Kerry. She says, back in the early 80s, there was a BBC children's serial called Break in the Sun, the finale of which I remember well. The finale was in Dreamland in Margate and really showcased the place well. Might be worth digging out the archive. Yeah.
We'll pass it on to them.
We do.
You can text the show 07786 203967. We're asking you for your views on whether politicians should be people or politicians, really, in the run-up to the general election. Gordon Brown shown on TV last night in an interview with Piers Morgan, and he's crying over the death of his daughter Jennifer, really wearing his heart on his sleeve. Big debate in the papers this morning as to whether that's what we want from our politicians, because they're trying to show Gordon Brown as a rounded human being. But would that get your vote, and is that what we should be voting for anyway? Should kind of personal lives have any part to play in national politics? Get in touch, 08459 811 111.
Also on the programme this morning, and we're going to be asking your solutions to how to save your local pub. 40 pubs a week are closing. John Healy has been appointed...